You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
When Abbotsford voters go to the polls in the municipal election in November, they'll be asked to support the privatization of their water system. The current city council is almost unanimously in favor of signing a public-private partnership with a foreign consortium. Lynn Perrin of Water Watch Abbotsford Mission says it's critical for the water system to stay public. Lynn Perrin is a candidate in the upcoming election, and she joins me by phone this morning from Abbotsford. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Lorraine.
What exactly is the question on the ballot?
It's a very complicated question, actually. It should have been two questions, and it was planned to be two questions, but they've wrapped it all into one question. So one part of the question is, Do voters, taxpayers, agree to borrow $230 million? The second part of the question is, do they agree to have a private for-profit company operate it for 30 years? So the original question was, did people agree to go forward with borrowing for the Stave Lake project? And the second question would have been, did people agree to a P3 option? But council decided that they would put it all into one question, and it's sort of a take it or leave it. It's sort of add more water through a P3 scheme, or run out of water for agriculture, run out of water for firefighting, not have a redundancy if our main water source at Norris Creek fails.
What kind of facility is being proposed for Stave Lake? So not the governance of it or the ownership of it, but what are the actual physical attributes of the plant that's being proposed?
What is being proposed is a pump house facility. Drawing water from the lake to a water treatment plant close by, and then it being piped by a high-pressure water main under the Fraser River into Abbotsford.
Has there been any public consultation on this?
Very little. In fact, the city had been working on this for well over a year before they had a public meeting about it, a council meeting. And in fact, many of the meetings were in camera, and I'd say they tried their best to keep it under the radar. And even when they did bring it to the public on the Abbotsford side on April 4th, while there was a public hearing and the public were allowed to make comment, the city and its contracted consultants refused to answer one question from the public. Whereas on the Mission side on April 4th, because Mission is our public partner in our regional water system, council did ask questions and also told the consultants to answer the questions. And so at the end of 5 hours in Mission, the council there decided to not go ahead with their P3. And that should have ended it right there, because this was supposed to be a joint application for federal funding. And that's a crucial thing in this, is the federal funding part of it, because the Harper government says that we will not get a single dollar in federal funding unless we go opt for the P3 option. So just a week ago, our Member of Parliament, Ed Fast, who happens to be the International Trade Minister, announced that there would be $65 million in federal money for the project with strings attached, which I think are more like chains with a heavy ball attached, and that's to go P3. If the people of Abbotsford vote no to this P3, as Water Watch thinks they should, there will not be a single federal dollar. Having said that, even though the project has ballooned from $198 million in 2010 to now $291 million in 2011, we believe that it will still be cheaper to go public and just tell the Harper government to keep that $65 million that we're not going to go P3.
Okay, let's get into those economics in a minute, but maybe you can tell me, what are your overarching concerns with the public-private partnership that council is proposing?
Our overarching concern is the commodification of an essential of life. Water has been determined by the United Nations to be a human right. It is essential to everything that takes place on this earth. And so we do not believe that a private for-profit, most likely foreign consortium, should profit from an essential of life. That is the very basics of it. We don't mind, and it's traditional that design build is private sector bid, but it's the operation of it by a private corporation for profit for 30 years. There are so many negative consequences involved in that.
Now, Maude Barlow was here in Vancouver, and I know she was out up the valley as well a couple of weeks ago, and she was talking about the issue of water as it relates to the proposed CETA agreement. What are your concerns there?
Well, with regard to the CETA agreement, I don't think it's ironic that the member of parliament who's bringing this $65 million of our own tax money to us is also negotiating with Europe right now. And on the negotiating table from the European side, or demands from the European side, is access to all of Canada's public infrastructure systems, including water. And just last night, Water Watch held a film event and watched the film Water Makes Money, which is a documentary about how European cities are desperate to leave these P3 water schemes. So it's no wonder that the European water corporations like Veolia and Suez want to have access to Canadian public water systems. And in fact, PPP Canada has said this is an important project for the P3 market.
So in a sense, this sort of foot in the door with a potential foot in the door in Abbotsford could have a domino effect on other water systems in Canada going private. Is that your take on it?
Yes. In fact, Water Watch has been painfully aware that this fight that we're doing here locally has an impact on every water system in the country. And, you know, we take that knowledge and that information very serious. And I have, you know, tried to sound the warning to other communities right across the country to be really watchful of what their local governments are doing with regard to their water infrastructure upgrades.
Now, I did say I wanted to get into the economics of it a little bit. You say that a public system is more economical. Why do you say that?
Two major reasons. Well, three, actually. First off, the Deloitte Touche business case admits that it will cost an extra $800,000 a year to operate privately as compared to public. So over 30 years, that means $24,800,000 in extra operating costs. Part of the P3 formula is design, build, operate, and finance. So the proposal is for $95 million in private borrowing, which is almost, the interest is almost double what it is for public borrowing through the Municipal Finance Authority. So that means an extra $55 million of interest. Then to add on to that is we've lost our public partner in Mission. And if Mission and Abbotsford were doing this publicly and not P3, Mission would be contributing $36 million. So when you add it all up and you take off the federal grant, it's costing us an extra $56 million to go P3.
What are you, it's pretty interesting math that you've got there. What do you propose as an alternative to a P3 approach in Abbotsford?
What we propose, first of all, is what our two water master plans recommended, which is, number one, optimize our current system so we can use the water that we are allowed to use from both Norris Creek and Canal Lake better. You know, we can optimize that through a number of measures that are outlined by engineers. That's number one. Number two is we can conserve. In 2009, the city had Polis do a study for them, and Polis said that with, you know, serious conservation, we have enough water until 2031. And third, we can join with our public partner Mission and do this project. And maybe Stave Lake is the best. We're not arguing against that. Other people say they don't think it's the best source. Nonetheless, we can go back. A lot of the design work has already been done for the Stave Lake project, so money's already been spent. But we can collaborate with the public in both Abbotsford and Mission and put our heads together as a communities, and we believe come up with a much better option than what is being put before the voters of Abbotsford on November 19th.
Now, I understand that it's been a pretty a hot campaign out there, that there's been a lot of claims about what will happen if it's voted down. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. They say that, you know, we're going to run out of water for our agriculture industry, which is a $1.8 billion 11,000 job industry. So it's really, really important out here. However, most of the farmers are on, over 90% are on wells and use irrigation ditches. So that was the first fear mongering on the part of the city. Second, then the poor fire chief had to go before a city council meeting and talk about being concerned that there wasn't going to be enough water to fight fires after 2016, because the city says we're going to run out of water in 2016 if we don't agree to this. And the third has been that we need to have the ability to have another source in case there's a landslide up at Norris Creek, which happened in 2003. So, but what's interesting about the last bit of fear-mongering is that when you go to the water master plans and you go to the Deloitte Touche report, or you go to the project engineer CH2M Hill, that concern is not in any of those reports whatsoever. So it's just, it's, you know, I say it's shameful that the city is putting fear into the hearts of people in this community.
Lynn, you're obviously hoping that people will vote against it. Do you have any sense of how people in Abbotsford feel about the proposal?
Well, you know, the city has done a really good job of keeping it from the public awareness. And so Water Watch formed in March, and at the end of March. And since then, we have done everything we can to engage with the public and share information with the public so that on November 19th, they make an informed vote. And we were expecting that the city would also be having public meetings as they committed to in April. They were supposed to start in June. They were supposed to have public meetings weekly. And it wasn't until October 3rd when they launched their $200,000 PR campaign, paid by taxpayers, by the way, to go out to the public and just inundate them with all kinds of propaganda, quite frankly. And so as Water Watch has been out in the community since late June talking to people, 95% of whom knew nothing about this, and I'd say over 95% very concerned with regard to the private for-profit profit operation of the water system.
Well, it's been good talking to you today, Lynn. It's obviously an important issue and an issue that's larger than Abbotsford itself. So I appreciate your joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lorraine, and thank you for Co-op Radio wanting to share information with the public.
Thanks so much. I've been speaking with Lynn Perrin of Water Watch Abbotsford Mission. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio 102.7 FM.